The Golden Goblet by Eloise Jarvis McGraw, narrated by Charles Carroll. Chapter 1. The stream of molten gold flowed smoothly from the crucible, reflecting in its surface the cloudless blue of the Egyptian sky. The boy, Ranefer, slowly tightened his grip on the two stones between which he held the crucible as he tilted it farther and farther, devotion in every careful movement of his hands and bare brown shoulders. Presently, the last drop of flame-colored liquid had run without splash or bubble into the hollowed stone. With a sigh of satisfaction, the boy set stones and crucible aside and wiped the sweat from his hands upon his cotton kilt. It was a good ingot. The goldsmith would be able to find no fault with it. Already the metal was setting, the brilliant red-yellow fading to scarlet, then to cherry. In half a minute, it could be turned out and the mold oiled for the next pouring. Dreamily, Ranefer watched the colors dull. Splendid images drifted through his mind, golden forms and shapes, any one of which might be the destiny of this very small ingot that he, Ranefer, the son of Thutra, had poured. It might become part of a wide and glittering collar, or the inlay on a fine dagger for some nobleman's tomb, or better, a cup fit for Pharaoh himself, shaped like a flower and hammered to fragile thinness. Well, perhaps not the cup, Ranefer admitted to himself after a little reflection. It was only a small ingot, after all. Besides, such a cup as he had pictured could never come from this particular gold house. No one here had the skill to fashion it, not even Rek, the goldsmith.